Page 51, measure number 24-382, Staten Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the district board. Staten Fire District bond to replace emergency apparatus and equipment. Question, shall Staten Rural Fire Protection District issue $1,050,000 general obligation bonds to acquire emergency apparatus and equipment? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, passage of this measure provides funds to finance capital costs. This measure would authorize the issuance of general obligation bonds maturing within 5 years of the issuance date to finance and the replacement of aging emergency apparatus and equipment. Specifically, funds will be used to acquire and equip one fire engine, one wildland fire engine, one command vehicle, thermal imaging cameras, automatic external defibrillators, self-contained breathing apparatus bottles, repair sprinkler system in fire station, pay bond issuance costs. Explanatory statement. Staten Fire District provides fire and emergency services from 4 stations in a 107-square-mile area, including the communities of Mahama, Marion, Elkhorn, and Staten. The district has 50 volunteer firefighters, 6 paid firefighters, and 18 support members that respond to over 900 calls for service per year. The elected board of directors for Staten Fire District voted unanimously to place a funding measure on the May 2015 ballot. The estimated cost of the bond will be 25 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, the same amount that will expire June 2015 from the last bond measure approved 11 years ago in 2004. Therefore, the taxes assessed per year are not expected to increase, just continue for 5 more years. For a home valued at $230,000, the assessment will remain the same, approximately $60 per year or $5 per month. The bond will not exceed $1,050,000. The fire district's taxing rate was frozen over 25 years ago by the passage of Ballot Measure 5. Ballot Measures 47/50 in 1996 further limited fire district revenues. Combined, the measures have reduced the district's funding by more than $100,000 per year. This eliminated the district's ability to make major purchases, such as fire engines, and greatly reduced its ability to make large purchases such as air packs used by firefighters while fighting fires. This bond funding is needed to provide our firefighters with safe, reliable equipment, our citizens with updated life-saving equipment, and make a significant repair to one of the fire stations. The fire district has identified fire trucks, a command vehicle, air pack bottles, automatic external defibrillators, or AEDs, and thermal imaging cameras, TICs, as specific needs to continue to provide emergency service to our communities and safety for our firefighters. A major repair to the fire sprinkler system at the fire station in Staten is also needed, as it has failed numerous times due to rusted out pipes, causing water leaks and damage to the station. Air pack bottles that supply breathing air to firefighters while working in dangerous environments by law shall be replaced every 15 years. Our bottles are nearing the end of their service life and must be replaced. The 7 AEDs we have that service the communities throughout our district are also nearing the end of the manufacturer's recommended service life, and some are past the manufacturer's repair support. TICs are used by firefighters during firefighting operations to search for victims, detect firefighters, and locate hotspots during overhaul. We would replace 1 outdated TIC and add 2. The National Fire Protection Standards call for fire engines to be replaced after 20 years of service. The district's plan is to replace after 25 years. The 2 fire engines, 1 structure and 1 wildland, are 25 and 27 years old. They are experiencing increased maintenance costs and do not meet current safety standards. Jack R. Carriger, Fire Chief, Staten Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to measure 24-382.